now, item number four from the Behavioral Health Division.
And adopt a resolution by Supervisor Romo West in support of efforts to redesign the Milwaukee County mental health system and create a mental health redesign task force to provide the county with data-driven implementation planning. Per adoption of this resolution, quarterly reports were due. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Hey, good morning. This is our quarterly report on the, from the redesign committee. Boy, I can tell you have been very, very busy and have now broken into subcommittees and have expanded. And I do believe, although Ms. Beckert's raising her eyebrows back there, I do believe that we've done some good stuff. So, Ms. Lydie, Ms. Lucy.
Madam Chair, this is one of those reports that's outdated before it gets out of the printer as the activity does continue to move forward quickly. This report, at the time that we wrote it, outlined that we had moved quite far along in terms of our infrastructure. We've created a charter for the program, and we've created some action teams. And as you recall, there was a lot of discussion when we were reviewing this that the focus on those teams had to be action. It couldn't be in other group of studies. And so we have put that and tried to focus that on our action teams. We have implemented three of the action teams. They have began to meet. That is the patient-centered care team, the continuum of care team, and the community linkages team. Some have gone off smashingly well. Some have had some norming and storming, as might be expected when you are involving such a complex situation. We have named the quality team, and we have named the workforce team, and they'll be implementing their activities within the next week or two. As you can see, each of the action teams have co-chairs. We've attempted to make sure that consumers, individuals with the lived experience, have a predominant role, and many of them are co-chairs of our action teams. And so we are moving forward quite rapidly. And the teams were taken aback a little bit by the timeline that was suggested by the Facilities Committee. And so we are working very hard to have a report in January for this committee, which will primarily be a review of the recommendations that came from our mini study groups, and kind of getting us to a centralized vision. Some of the committees thought they had ahead of all their work done by January. That's simply not possible. But having a centralized, driven vision by then and beginnings of an action plan, I think, will be in good place. We did go through all of the various committee reports, study groups, et cetera, and centralized all of the recommendations. As we've talked about before, some of the recommendations are the same between many reports. Some are complete opposites, and many are sort of close. And so that's the work of the action teams, to look at those very important recommendations. We've been very inclusive in all of those recommendations and begin to say, yes, these are the ones we want to really continue to follow through on. So I'd be glad to answer any questions. And again, as I said, this is a very active activity. We meet very frequently. Many of the action teams are meeting every 2 weeks. And where, by the way, the action teams are generally meeting in the community, which I think is another positive thing. I met in Empowerment House with a group. The community linkage team met there. Another is meeting at Independence First. So we're trying to make it very comfortable for consumers and advocates to participate. So thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Harris?
Thank you, Chairwoman. I'm glad to see that we're moving ahead on this initiative. I guess initially, you know, after being here my short tenure, very short, but it's been a lot of stuff going on. But so I feel kind of old. But I sort of fought. Sometimes I fight against having all these different committees and task force sometimes because it just seems like it's too much. It's like, how often do we need to meet in order for things to move forward? But if we're going to do it, I am curious to know, because I was actually at a African American mental health forum last night at the Grand Avenue Club. And obviously we focus on African American mental health issues, which is near and dear to my heart. and an initiative I'll be pushing early next year with Alverno College. But I am curious to know how are we integrating those task forces and these work groups with some diversity? And are we looking at that when we're talking about planning for our new BHD facility and partners and community linkages? What are we doing around that, and what efforts are we taking as we move forward?
Well, I would say that how we created the action teams was we got recommendations from any number of people. I would say that if we made a mistake, it is that we paid more attention to getting consumers involved without paying attention to maybe some of the diversity. We're going back and relooking at that to see if we need to add some members or change some of the composition. But we have we're continuing to evolve in that regard. It's something that is one of our core values. It's something that we continue to discuss at the executive committee and the task force as a whole. So, you know, we haven't been perfect, and we'd love to hear some suggestions of people. I frankly didn't know about this particular group. I've been to Grand Avenue, but I didn't know they had this particular group, and that might be a great group for us to draw from. So we'd be glad to chat with them.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I see Barbara Becker in her head. It is, you know, so
breaking off. Yeah.
So I'm looking at you and can see her in my peripheral. So I do apologize for smart.
So we appreciate getting back to you and getting some suggestions. It is an area that we'd like very much to include. It tends to be an area that's hard to manage.
And that invitation is open to anybody who's listening via podcast or anywhere. If you have any, I mean, because I will be perfectly frank. You know, we don't feel like we're doing a stellar job in regards to diversity. We're not. But you know, part of the problem is that I think we're just as a group not familiar. I've connected them with Alianza, who they were not familiar with. So that's one of the linkages that we have now that we didn't have before. But every time we talk to a different person, we come up. And in addition, you know, no pressure, but like Supervisor Biddle is going to sit on one of the subcommittees. If you are interested in sitting on one of the subcommittees, I think the subcommittee work is so, so interesting. One of them is community linkages, and so clearly we need, you know, more diversity on that committee. So if you have ideas or if you yourself are interested in sitting on the subcommittee, like I said, we do have a very aggressive meeting schedule, a meeting about every 2 weeks, but we have a lot to accomplish in a short amount of time. So, but I would welcome that to anybody also sitting in the audience. If you know of anybody, if you yourself are interested in sitting one of the subcommittees, you know, please help us spread the word. Because we do need, you know, I think, again, it's been discussed several times during our redesign meetings that we do struggle with diversity. So,
and I just wanted to add, I think one of the issues we're going to be looking at is perhaps in terms of making sure we have a diverse group of input, that we maybe might hold some small group sessions in other places. As you indicated, you were at the Grand Avenue, but maybe we might want to look at holding some small sessions maybe at the Urban League or some other places where people feel more comfortable in coming and can share their experiences. There was a couple years ago a community brainstorm meeting specifically on mental health in the African-American community, and we found that sometimes you have to go out to folks' communities and, you know, have some sessions, you know, talk to them. They don't always feel real comfortable in some of the more formal, larger structures. So we have had discussions about that, and certainly I think that's an area we're going to be following up on.
And I appreciate that, because one of the things that there were a lot of good questions that were asked last night, and one of them was around, you know, finding mental health professionals that are of color, and if they can't find one, working with one that is European American or Asian just doesn't always make that connection and can relate. And so we want to make sure that people feel comfortable getting the services and not pushed away or feel like they can't go to a doctor because they can't understand them. So it was just important, and really was very helpful last night to be there, and want to make sure that we're constantly integrating diversity as much as possible and thinking about those things as we move forward. So thank you.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr.
Supervisor Harris, the workforce action team, is that's one of their charges, is thinking about how do we get more therapists that look.
How do we work
even in high schools and in colleges to get people interested in this kind of work? And so that's what we actually have a workforce grant looking at nursing development and those kinds of issues to look at exactly that. How do we create that diversity? And if I could make one other comment, Supervisor, I would personally, and I know my staff would be delighted to attend some of these meetings. If there's any time that you get invited to one of these and you think it would be helpful to, for our education or for to be helpful to your community group, please let us know and we'll try to attend if we can.
Good. One of the things I think Ms. Lyde tried to touch upon, which I want to just make sure I further emphasize, is, and the thought left me. I was holding on so tight to it. Like, come on, don't leave. But the thought has left. But I guess I'll try to get to the point, though. But when it comes back,
right.
I will say.
we'll be waiting. The other thing I'd like to kind of just take this opportunity to promote, as long as everybody's here, is consumers. We have had a hard time holding on to the consumers that we've had on the redesign committee as well, and I'm not exactly sure why that is, and we will try to get to the bottom of it. But in the meantime, consumers are an integral part of this whole process. We're doing everything that we're doing for them, and so it would be wonderful if you guys have consumers, specifically in mental health or in disability, that you believe would add, would contribute to the conversation. So please forward those names to Director Lucy so that she can, contact them and hopefully get them to these meetings. Because I have to tell you that the consumers that we have had, that I've worked with on a number of things, not only am I very fond of them, but I think that they always, bring right on information to the table, and they're very, very good. Cynthia Bentley, Barry Crest, they're awesome. And so if we could get some more people to the table, I think it's wonderful. Family members, anybody who falls into consumer bracket would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. It came back.
Okay, go ahead. Supervisor Harris, hurry.
I have young timers. So basically, what I wanted to talk about is when we're talking about promoting and we're talking about going into the high schools and we're talking about how we connect minority communities, one of the things we need to look at and really, really explore is that in an African-American community and possibly a Latino community, mental health is looked at as a taboo. We don't talk about it. We hide it. We run from it in our families. And so maybe that's a start. I mean, we can go into the schools, but you may not get any minority kids that'll say, yeah, I got a problem, or I know somebody in my family with a problem. That's not going to happen. That might happen in a more rural suburban area where people are accepting. So I think the conversation needs to be around understanding, mental health, that it's not a taboo. It's not, an issue that we need to be afraid of and run from, but we should address it and own it and accept the fact that it does happen in every community. So I think that's the starting point right there, is starting that conversation. And that was a large part of our conversation at the Grand Avenue Club last night, is owning it and saying, okay, we got these issues. Because people can work through them, but they don't know how if they don't have a face that looks like them when they go into that therapy room or whatever. It's harder for people to feel like they're being connected to.
Madam Chair, if I could, one of our hopes our real efforts here is that as we can downsize and redeploy from being an inpatient-driven program, that we could really look at prevention money, and those kinds of discussions would be really something exciting that our staff would welcome to do. And again, we're very happy to come to community events and whatnot, if there's any that you are, if anybody's aware of that would like to invite us. Supervisor Mayo's invited us in the past, and we're happy to do that.
The other thing, too, if I could, again, just take a minute to promote stuff, is if your police districts, and when they have their Crime Chat meetings, if you would invite Ms. Lucy and her staff in to discuss that with the community, it helps a tremendous amount. I brought in Jennifer's name, right?
from your staff, and she did. She was the kind of the community liaison for BHD, and she came in and talked to our targeted team meeting, and it was just awesome. And the information that she gave, clearly nobody in the room had. And so I think we've been able to promote the Crisis Resource Center and things like that through that outreach as well. So it's all good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other comments or questions regarding the redesign committee?
Moving right along.